with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Jumpstart your morning
anytime you want.
Hello, how's it going? Welcome along to Breakfast Rolled with Cooper and Una. How are you, me friend?
I'm good.
Yeah, you're feeling a lot better now after you had your tuna and chocolate sandwich.
No, I still feel a bit dodgy after that, to be honest with you. I just can't get the taste out of my mouth. I'm on my 10th cough sweet now.
That's not a good thing.
I know, but it's just anything. I can't find any chewing gum anywhere.
You should have just gone across to the pharmacy outside, literally 3 minute walk, and you could have got some mints.
You know, I didn't even think of it. For context, you will hear later that I, for the show, for a social experiment, I chose to eat a sandwich. The contents of the sandwich was tuna and chocolate.
You make it sound like you were forced to do it.
Well, I wasn't forced to do it, but you know,
you're like, get donuts, go down and get me a sandwich in the shop.
I just wanted to see because Katie came on and told us how much she loved a tuna and chocolate sandwich. And I was like, right, okay, if this girl loves it, maybe it is good. But hey, Katie, you're wrong and it sucks.
Simple as.
Yeah.
Straight up. All right, let's kick off the podcast with the most awkward things that it is when you're picking it up in the supermarket. What are you not comfortable about picking up? So let's get you involved in this one. Send your WhatsApps. Voice notes, actually. It'd be lovely to hear your tones this morning on 087-110-2107. That's our WhatsApp number. Donald, what are we asking?
People say this is the most awkward thing to carry when you don't buy anything else at the supermarket. What is it?
Okay.
Or at the shops. Doesn't have to be a supermarket.
Can you say that again?
People say this is the most awkward thing to carry when you don't buy anything else at the shops. What is it?
Awkward thing to carry, as in like embarrassing, or as you know, it's difficult to carry.
Oh, not because it's heavy or.
Oh, so it's awkward, as in like so when you're buying it at the till.
Yeah,
so
you'd feel this like uncomfortable. Yeah,
so you know when you're getting hemorrhoid cream or anything like that.
That'd be you tell me, buddy. You tell me.
It's for my mum. Actually, there's a guess. Hemorrhoid cream.
That's a good guess. How do you feel when you buy?
Actually, you have to ask for. I think from what
over
I hear.
The counter.
Yeah.
Oh really?
From what you told me.
Yeah. Do you know what? My friend told me recently.
This sounds like it's you.
No. This isn't me. That she is mortified buying toilet paper because then she's like. I don't know, she fancied someone who worked in the shop or something and she was like, oh my God, and he served me and now he knows that like...
I use toilet paper.
And I'm like, are you serious? Like, you're a human being. Like, he knows without you buying the toilet paper that you go to the bathroom.
It probably didn't help that on TikTok only recently that people were being filmed buying toilet paper and shouted at, saying, why are you going to the toilet, are you?
That's so weird. What is wrong with people?
What do you use, your hands?
Oh, and like, people should be celebrating that they're going to, you know, because it's great to get it out. Do you know what I mean?
You're the most bizarre person I know.
Why am I bizarre?
Celebrate it.
It definitely shouldn't be shamed anyway. Yeah.
Okay, is it toilet paper?
Not toilet paper.
Okay,
it's
but look
at hemorrhoid cream.
No. Okay.
All right. 087-110-2107, voice notes, please, for the answer to this.
People say this is the most awkward thing to carry when you don't buy anything else at the shops. What is it?
Okay. Our survey says this morning.
People say this is the most awkward thing to carry when you don't buy anything else at the shops. What is it?
The amount of messages that we've gotten in from people saying cucumber, I couldn't count it because a lot of people are saying cucumbers. Who's embarrassed buying a cucumber?
There was a lad on the bus one time and he whipped out a cucumber on the bus and he started munching it beside me and he wasn't embarrassed. So lovely. You shouldn't be embarrassed about buying a cucumber either.
Love cucumber. Cucumber water, it's delicious.
He eats cucumber sandwiches.
Yeah.
That's so disgusting.
Oh my God.
I actually
have now a hankering for a cucumber sandwich.
A hankering for a cucumber. Who has ever said that sentence in their life bar you? A hankering for a cucumber sandwich.
Is it cucumber?
It's not cucumber.
No.
All right, come on. Keep your guesses coming. 087-110-2107.
People say this is the most awkward thing to carry when you don't buy anything else at the shop.
I don't know. What was the question this morning?
People say this is the most awkward thing to carry when you don't buy anything else at the shops. What is that?
It has to be toilet paper.
Ah, yeah. No, we were speaking about that. It's not the answer. Good guess, though.
I'd be mortified if you had entered above a 2-ply, though. You know?
Yes.
You don't need to enter more than that.
I don't check the plies. I just buy what's there in front of me and what's
Well, it's more expensive, Skinner, than more than a two-ply unit. So obviously...
get more than a two-ply. Just get the cheaper one.
You said you didn't check it. You're such a backpedaler, it's unbelievable.
By any chance, is it a set of skis when you go into Aldi and Middle Island, you're sent them for bread and milk and you can get a set of skis instead of what you originally went in for? Liam from Donegal.
That's brilliant.
Brilliant, yeah. Set of skis.
No, set of skis. No, a great answer.
You'd be walking and be like, are you going skiing? No.
But just in case.
Yeah, I remember my dad buying a motorbike helmet in the middle of once, and I'm like, are you, because he rode motorbikes all his life, but he doesn't have one. And I'm like, are you getting a bike? And he's like, I might. Congratulations, Lidl, you won this one.
I think for women, it's sanitary pads. And for males, probably DOMS.
I don't think women are mortified by buying sanitary products.
How could we be mortified about buying sanitary products when we're asking to get them for free?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, and workplaces and stuff now.
Yeah. Oh, yeah,
we have them out there, yeah. Definitely not. In fact, most people, women I know, would be shouting it. And they'd be like, oh, my God, the pain. I'm tired.
And then he mentioned condoms as well at the end.
DOMS. I've never heard that before.
It's neither of those things. One of them is close.
Okay, one of the...
What, the DOM?
Yeah.
All right, we need the answer.
The answer is lube. People don't like buying that when they buy it on its own.
Really?
Yeah, they can buy it with other things, but not when you're just going in for that one thing.
So you pile up a load of things into your basket along with the lube.
Hide it behind the bread, yeah.
Well, listen, come here. If you got squeaky doors, you got to lube them up.
That's there it. There you go. Yeah. Let me lift you up.
High mornings with Cooper and Una. Breakfast rolls. Our rhyme today was good, wasn't it, with Debbie from Louth, with all of her activities going on in her life.
She is a busy lady with all the horses and her...
Motorbikes.
Yeah. Wow.
While holding down everything else.
Yeah.
She was incredible. How did she get on? Did she beat the highest score to get the prize at the end of the week, which is the contents of Una's drawers and possibly concert tickets? Let's have a go.
Oh. Rhyme it just a
little bit. No, all of it. Debbie from Louth. Good morning. How are you?
Hi, Debbie.
Hi, how are you?
Really good. Thanks very much. You have a busy household, don't you?
Just slightly.
So you're working. You got three horses. Can you name all the horses?
Oh, I can. Yeah. So we've got Ben. He's the eldest. Then we've got Belle, and then we've got Bailey.
Why?
Oh, and sorry. Bees. And the daughter has another one, Bonnie. So it's all the bees.
Why bees?
I don't know. It just kind of fell that way. They were kind of all named before we got them. So
oh,
yeah.
Fair.
Really?
So lucky to change the name. Yeah, it's crazy. Yeah.
Okay, and what, do you ride the horses or?
Like... Yeah, we do a little bit of competitions and things like that when we're not doing other things. So it's just, it's full on.
Competitions like dressage?
We do quite a bit of showing and that type of thing. So like the agricultural shows and things like that, you know.
Oh, fab, okay. Lovely.
I love the agricultural shows. Like,
there's a bit for everybody. Like, you know?
No, it's really good. I love the competitions that they have as well. Guess the weight of the sheep. It's one of my favourite. And toss the sheaf as well is another good one.
What's toss the sheaf?
It's a sheaf of like hay or straw baled up, and you've got like a pitchfork, and you have to throw it over a bar. It's really good fun.
Okay, interesting. Yeah. Look at the Culshie and you coming out there. What?
Don't forget the welly toss.
Oh, yeah.
But not just that, you've horses, you've got what
motorbikes as well.
Yeah. So,
middle one, Holly, yeah, she does be racing, yeah.
So, Holly does be racing, and she's going to be at the Red Bull Romaniacs in Romania this year. The first female from Ireland to compete in this as well.
Amazing. Congratulations.
Yeah, I don't know whether we're just stone mad, I'd say, at this stage. But, it's a great opportunity, you know.
Would I be right in saying that's kind of like nearly like a motor... Well, not motocross, but it's endurance biking. It's not like a road race or a track.
It starts on the 28th of July to the 1st of August. And then the first day is like prologue. So that's like all over obstacles and logs and that type of thing. And then 4 days of off-road riding, you know, over... through mountains and terrain and things like that. So it's a hard ass, but she wants to do it. So, yeah, class. Fair play.
Nice one.
Fair play is right.
Yeah, not bad at all. Never been on a bike in her life and she's going to go. All right. Now it's mummy's turn to shine. Debbie, we have a word for you to rhyme with. The word is?
Peel. P-E-E-L.
Okay.
All right. Every answer has to rhyme with peel. Your time starts now.
If you've been unwell, you need time to what?
Heel.
A roast dinner would be classed as a staple.
Heel.
I can't wear stilettos with a high what?
Heel.
The act of distributing playing cards is called a what?
Deal.
When you're fishing and you get a bite, you have to what?
Reel.
When you take a knee, you what?
Kneel.
A deep bluey green colour.
Teal.
Little piglets make this noise.
Squeal.
A popular Irish dance.
Pass.
Time is up anyway. It's a pretty high score. 8. Yup!
Well done, Debbie!
The highest of the week.
Thank
so
you.
Far,
so the popular Irish dance is the reel.
Ah, right. Sorry.
Where are you originally from, Debbie?
Originally from Leicestershire.
Leicestershire. Gorgeous.
You've the highest score of the week.
Woo-hoo!
So far. That's pretty good. So you are that much you. Closer to the contents of Una's drawers. You just never know what's going to be in there, Debbie. You just never know.
I've just restocked the purple snacks, Debbie. That I can guarantee you if you win.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
It's down 2, though. She had 2 this morning already with her
ex. Shut up.
Shut up. Thanks so much, Debbie. Hopefully we'll be talking to you on Friday, okay?
Thank you.
Cheers, bye, Debbie. Bye.
If you would like to have a go at playing Rhyme It tomorrow, just send us a message, rhyme it with your name, to 087-1102-107.
Are you on my This is iMornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast Rolls.
The hill I'll die on. If we had all the time of the world, we would have played more and more and more of the messages that we got in. It's hard to say who actually won this one.
Oh, I would say me.
Do you reckon?
Yeah.
There's more people like you.
Yeah. There's more of us. It's great.
That'd be a warning to society. All right, Hill I'll Die On was fun today. The Hill I'll Die On. This has stemmed from something that has come up quite a lot. And I think we need to put a pin in this one, Una, because every time we're going to go somewhere, we need to meet up somewhere. You're just like, oh, how far is it? And I'm like, well, I don't know, it's about 40 kilometres away. All right, grand, I just need to know how much petrol to put in my car.
Yeah.
So you literally put petrol in your car for the journey that you're going to do.
But that is the sensible thing to do.
No, it's not the sensible.
It is the sensible thing to do.
Look at the way the prices for fuel is going at the moment. So, like, you could put €5 into your car if you need to go up the road, yeah?
Yeah.
And then tomorrow, you'll still put €5 in, but you get less petrol in the car because the prices have been going up. So do you understand the logic there?
Of course I understand the logic there.
Easy maths.
Yeah, but it's boring. Like, filling up your tank is a commitment that I am not ready to commit to. I prefer a situationship because...
You love adventures in your life.
I mean, there's so many other nice things I want to spend my money on. Like, I'd be resentful of my car if I'd filled it up all the time. Because it's like, how much would it... I don't even know how much it would cost to fill up my car.
Well, who knows?
Who knows? Yeah, who knows? It's only a small little one, so maybe not that much.
It depends on the size of your fuel tank. So my fuel tank, I think, is 65 litres.
Are you showing off about your fuel tank now?
No, there's nothing to be proud of, Una.
See, my fuel tank is that a lot, 65 litres?
It'd be, well, my last one was 75 litres, so it was more to fill it.
Okay.
So 65 litres, so it costs less to fill, and also...
So you've downsized.
Well, the engine is more economic. So anyway, but the Hill I'll Die On says you should never let your car go into the red, should always top up fully before it does. So literally when my mileage gets down to about a range of about 150 kilometres left on my range, I'd be like, okay, time to fill it back up again.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
What the deuce?
Well, if I'm driving on minimum 200 kilometres a day, I don't want to be short. I don't want to play roulette, like fuel roulette or fuel...
Fuel roulette is fun.
It's not fun.
It is.
Yeah,
it's... I treat the car like my phone battery. Do you know what I mean? when I see, oh, there's the red, and it goes like, oh, you've got 55 kilometres left, I'll take you down to 20 and then I'll do something about it. Do you know? And then I'll put in maybe another 20 or 30 euro and then just leave it at that. I would be resentful of my vehicle if I was feeding it the whole time with all my money. Because I want to buy other nice things. Because there's a lot of nice things out there to buy.
Yeah, but
rather than you're giving it to your car.
But it's, unfortunately, it's an essential thing. It's kind of like...
It is essential, and I will give it the essential minimum that it deserves.
Okay, I have a funny feeling that it's not going to be an argument I can win with you because you're quite stubborn on this. 087-110-207, which side are you on? Do you fill up or do you just like put a
load
fiber
as you go?
I know that it's not easy to do, wasn't like to fill it up because it's bloody expensive, but unfortunately it's a necessity. All right, so
yeah. Oh, look at you, money bags, huh?
what tax bracket you want with your 65 litres you fill it up all the time.
Una, I'm on the radio. I'm minted. The hill I'll die on. We're learning an awful lot about you this morning, Una. I'm saying you should never let your car fuel tank go into the red. Always top it up before it does.
Boring.
You like, literally look and see where you have to go and say, right, grand, yeah.
How many kilometres?
Fiver will get me there.
Yeah, yeah, 100%. Like, the petrol light, when you think of it, is really only a little nudge, a little reminder saying, here, Una, throw a few quid in there, like, just in a little while. What do you think of it? Do you know what I mean?
No, it's not. It's literally to say, if you don't put anything in me, I'll stop working.
No, there's an extra 20 kilometres.
Is there?
Kind of,
do
nearly.
Do you know this for sure?
Not telling.
You are absolutely... Guana crazy. That's bat poop. Okay.
How is filling up your car a commitment?
It is.
I mean, are you planning on not driving it or not going to work?
There you go, Nana.
No, I am, but I don't know from day to day what journeys I may have to face in life or where I'm going. So when I know the journey time, I will put in the amount needed to fit the journey time.
I could not live my life like that. I literally just fill up.
Well, that's
up,
why
there.
You make spreadsheets for the supermarket.
Leave me alone.
In our house, we have the washing machine fairies and the clothes fairies. So the fairy comes, fairy being me, and washes all the laundry, puts it away, does all the clothes, the cleaning. But in my car, I have the diesel fairy. So I will park up my car and my husband will take it and it will be magically filled with diesel again when I get back. So, yeah. Great one. Diesel fairy is fantastic. Bye, have a nice morning.
I would love to have a diesel
petrol
fairy.
Petrol fairy, yeah. I do not have a petrol fairy in my life.
You need one.
I do, yeah.
I think we all need one. So what do you say now? 087-1102-107.
Oh, I'm 100% in the red. So I will fill my tank up right to the tip top. But I'll only do it after... One, it's given me your petrol light has come on, that's fine. Uh-huh. And then it'll say you've 50 kilometres left, that's fine. Yeah. And then I'll bring it down to 20, like your presenter, that's fine.
No.
And then I'll go down to zero. And then I'll see how far I get. I have literally coached into Arklow, where I live, on zero for about 10 kilometres going, oh, this is so exciting. Now, I don't do that very often, but yeah, I agree. You know, treat him mean, keep him keen.
Oh,
yes, girl!
My God.
Yeah, fueled roulette.
That was my favourite.
That was brilliant.
That evil laugh. Okay, what are you saying? 087-1102-107. Let's put a sweetener on this, okay? Because we have just been told, we've been handed some tickets for Zayn live at the Three Arena, May 14th. The multi-platinum recording artist, singer-songwriter, producer, philanthropist Zayn returns to the global stage. And we want to send you there, okay? It's produced by Live Nation. The expansive 32-day run kicks off May 12th in Manchester and also will be in the Three Arena on May 14th. We want to give you tickets which go on sale this Friday, March 13th at the Three Arena. So if you'd like to win them, just get involved with our chat here about should you let your light so your car go into the red while you're driving along, or should you fuel it fully on every occasion?
No way am I fueling it fully all the time. No, she's not getting all my money.
She's not.
No.
Oh, suddenly, you've branded her a machine.
She's my baby, but I'm not. She does deserve. I love her, and I trust her. You see, I trust to get me where I need to go.
You don't respect her.
I do respect her.
You abandon her in car parks. The hill I'll die on this morning. I'm saying that you should never let your fuel tank go into the red. I always top it up fully before it does. None of this fiver and tenner here, Una. It only fills it up when necessary.
Yeah, sorry, Mr. Moneybags. I fill it up every time I go to the pumps.
But what if there's a zombie apocalypse? The garages aren't going to be
well,
open.
Well, then I'm going... Maybe hanging with the zombies.
Maybe you are.
I'd be with Cooper on this one. Fill it up to... I usually... going back when the prices were reasonable, it'd be when I got to half a tank, I'd fill it up. Now it's every time I get paid, I fill it up for the week. And do it again the next week.
It's painful having to fill it twice a week.
Yeah, are you not resentful then? Like, you're not,
oh,
you know.
I hate it. It's more the taxes and the VRT and everything, or whatever, not the VRT, the VAT and the taxes that are on it, which is the most painful thing.
VAT and taxes. On what? The fuel?
Fuel, yeah. Yes. That's why part of the reason it's so expensive.
Hi, Una and Cooper.
I am 100% with Cooper on this. I'm sorry, Una. It's just, I would never let my car go below 3 bars petrol. I'd have way too much anxiety that I'd run out if I needed to make a spontaneous trip. So, yeah, sorry, Una.
Sorry, Una.
But if you need to make a spontaneous trip, you just go and fill it up again. And you just put as, you know, as much as you need.
What if you don't have enough fuel to make it to the garage then?
Well, then you didn't factor in the spontaneous trip, so then you're not going on your spontaneous trip.
Now, the real reason you don't want to just fill your car as you need, and you should be filling it up as full as possible, is because the lower the level in the petrol or diesel tank, the more contaminants, grit and dirt can be sucked and pulled through the injectors and other running parts of the car.
Sure, you're loaded. You can afford to have all those replacements.
I didn't really understand that.
So
you mansplain nothing to me. You can see it, Jack.
All right.
Oh, go on.
Just ask me for a mechanic's number when you need it, then. So I won't bother mansplaining it to you.
I'm totally with Una on this one.
All right, I don't have time for that one.
So technically, Cooper,
go on.
You are burning more fuel when you fill the tank.
How, Carla, am I burning more fuel when I fill the tank?
Because you're carrying more weight. So if you're actually only putting in 20, 30 at a time and doing your few runs or not, you're actually not carrying as much waste. You're not burning as much fuel. So really, Una is laughing to the bank because she's saving more money.
Not really. I would argue that...
Case in point.
Don't pretend.
Mic drop. Pen drop. Carla did it. She won the argument.
She didn't really. She made us laugh. Because cars are designed to cope with the amount of weight that's in it with a full tank. So your newton meters and torque and horsepower is going to be taken into factor for that. So you're not actually burning more fuel. Anyway.
Yeah, that's boring.
Missed the show? Don't worry. We've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolls.
Just after 9 o'clock, we play a game and it's called
Truth or Trash.
Truth or Trash.
All right, gang, here we go. It's a game of Truth or Trash. We bring facts to the show. You got to tell if it's truth or trash. Donald Scally, jump in there now, Nuna's microphone. Ooh. She moves out of the way. Give us your facts.
My facts. Lewis Hamilton, famous racer. He has two pet cows called Max and Ombre.
Max and Ombre.
Which, you know, I love cows.
And, you do?
And I'm very happy that Lewis Hamilton has Max and Ombre in his life.
Are they dairy cows? Do you know?
They're not dairy cows, no. I don't think he has them for milking, just for petting and having
just
around the place.
Petting and cuddling. What type of... do you know what breed they are?
I don't actually know the breed,
okay.
No.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I know most cow breeds, but I don't know
what's
the breed.
What's your favourite, Donald?
Charolais, white ones.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I love a limousine. They're
pricey. They're pricey.
You talking the cow or the cow?
Both.
I didn't know there was a cow called a limousine.
Yeah, no, stop it, Una.
I didn't.
Surely.
Oh, just because I'm from Kerry, I'm a big. I'm a big udder head.
You said it.
You bring me so much joy on the daily basis. I'll say true. Sounds like the type of thing he'll do. Lock it in.
I'm going to say true.
You lock it in.
You'd both be right. Yeah, he inherited them, Max and Ombre, and he loves them now. Mm-hmm.
No way.
Two cows. And I don't know the breed of them because they've got horns the size of this room. And I don't actually. There's some kind of. You know what I mean? Yeah.
Just like mine.
There you go.
You ready?
Yeah.
Okay, there's a man in Japan.
Yeah.
Whose car has been running in the red for 2 years.
So
his fuel has been running in the red for 2 years and he's...
So he just puts a fiver in each time kind of thing?
No, it's still running. He hasn't refilled it in 2 years. It's still running in the red.
So he's not used it.
Excuse me.
You're choking on your salmon-flavoured chocolates? What do you reckon, Donald?
I'm going to say true.
You're saying true?
Yeah, because they have really good cars in Japan. Like a Honda Civic.
Like 2 years in the red good?
Yeah, why not?
Really good cars in Japan like a Honda Civic.
Well, I mean... Is a Honda Civic from Japan? No. Oh, sugar.
I don't know.
Hold on a second, though. I know that Japan have good cars. List Japanese cars. Toyota. Toyota's
a... Oh, yeah. Honda, yeah. Civic and Toyota.
Dependable.
Honda is Japanese, yeah.
A Subaru. So I am... Because of that, they have good cars over there.
Okay.
And they could have like a hidden... fuel tank in
hidden
there.
Fuel tank.
That's, you know, yeah. So I'm going to say that's true.
Okay. He could have a broken fuel light, and that's why it stayed red.
Yeah. Yeah. True. Yeah. Good point.
No, I made it up.
Oh.
Yeah. Makes sense.
Yeah. Now, there could be a lab in Japan with a broken fuel. But I just made it up.
Okay.
Sorry. Nice. Chihune.
So we're coming into storm season.
We are. In storm season, yeah.
Yeah. So the next storm coming to Ireland has been named by Met Éireann. And the name they have called it is Buzz Lightning.
Buzz Lightning.
Mm-hmm.
It's a great name.
Isn't it?
Yeah.
Really good. Yeah.
And is it a lightning storm that's coming?
Well, obviously, or they wouldn't have called it Buzz Lightning.
I think I would have heard about it if there was a lightning.
Use your noggin.
Yeah.
Don't you point to your head, then knock it, and eyeball me and say, use your noggin.
Yeah.
I'm sure I would have heard if there was a lightning storm coming. I have alerts set up on my phone. And
yeah, but it's not immediately. You have alerts set up on your phone.
For weather, yeah, of course I do.
What?
Yeah.
Is this a thing that people do?
Yeah.
You have it as well?
Yeah, you set up alerts, yeah.
Do you have alerts set up on your phone for, like, weather outbreaks or anything like that? Like, torrential rain coming?
I don't know how to set up an alert on my phone.
When you download an app, it goes, would you like to be notified?
You what app go, have you downloaded?
All of the apps in it. All of them. Why does life get so more difficult daily talking to you?
Well, I think that's nerdy that you set up weather alerts on your phone.
Is it? I tell you what I think is nerdy. You've been late because your car is frozen solid because you didn't get a weather alert to say it's going to be -4 outside.
But you're my weather alert. You always tell me when it's freezy outside.
I'm going to stop doing it now. Don't send messages at half five in the morning anymore.
I'll stop that.
Yeah. Even the last time we sent you a message, you had an hour and a half notice. You were still bloody late. Anyway, I'm saying that this is nonsense.
It's trash, yeah.
Yeah, trash. Lock it in.
Yeah, it's trash. It's not. I don't even think it's storm season anymore, is it?
I don't know.
It's trash. But Buzz Lightning would be such a good name.
It'd be a brilliant name.
Mm-hmm.
Much better. Yeah. Okay. That was good. I enjoyed that.
Yeah, I enjoyed it too.
Yeah. Surely everybody's got weather alerts set up on their phone. But then again, maybe they don't. Maybe it's just a me thing.
I think it's just a you thing.
With Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled, all the crack, neatly packed and ready to go.
We mentioned this at the start of the podcast, of the little kind of experiment, and why you decided to eat salmon or tuna and chocolate sandwiches.
Because...
Did you just throw up in your mouth a little there?
No, okay, so no, I'm still having the cough sweet to get the taste of the tuna away, but it's not working.
Yeah.
So I had no eggs the other day.
There was that's all explained.
That's all there.
Yeah,
okay.
Yeah. So, but we just need to know how you're feeling now.
I'm still a bit gank-like. I think it's more psychological than it is physically. Do you know what I mean?
Texture-wise, what was it like?
Oh, no, stop, don't. And do you know what? I thought Donal was going to come back with a really nice, you know, maybe a roll, crusty roll with some mayonnaise and tuna, maybe a tuna melt.
Man doesn't have time to be doing that.
No, the man doesn't. He went and brought me back a soggy sandwich that came out of the fridge that goes out of date tomorrow, by the by.
What'd you do with the rest of it?
And there was no, I dumped it and it wasn't even mayo. It was butter with tuna, lettuce and sweet corn. No one has butter with tuna, lettuce and sweet corn.
Would there be mayo in the actual tuna mix?
There wasn't any mayo in the tuna mix. It was just like, you know, tuna in brine.
Oh, yum. Tuna juice.
Yuck.
Something that lives here. Well, it feels like you live here. Treat this studio like a kitchen.
Oh, here we go.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, if anybody doesn't know, you might be up to speed on the way you tend to live your life. You know, you throw your car into whatever kind of like space outside. You trundle your way up the stairs.
Trundle is like... That's kind of insulting.
You use the lift, and because you couldn't be arse trundling. you kick open the door and say, who changed the code? And then you come in here, cook some eggs and bring them into the studio and sing out the place. But yesterday, you took her to a new level, Una. Tell everybody what you did yesterday.
So I forgot, I didn't have any eggs to bring in. So I had a dard of salmon.
A dard of salmon?
Cooked from the previous night.
Right.
So I wrapped the salmon in tin foil and I threw it in my bag of snacks. So I had my bar of chocolate in there, a Baby Bell, a banana, an orange and a kiwi.
Literally taking the 5 and 10 to the next level. It's Baby Bell the fruit. Yeah, sure, why not?
The Baby Bell survived, actually.
Of course it did. It's sealed
and waxed, yeah. But I didn't eat it because there is... Anyway, so the salmon kind of leaked the salmon water that I was not aware there was salmon water. And I didn't think that it would come out of the tinfoil, but it did. And it infiltrated my bag of snacks. So none of the snacks survived, really, bar the Baby Bell. Even the chocolate, I had to dump the chocolate because it was salmon chocolate because it was covered in salmon juice.
Oh so, my God!
But, you can laugh at me now. Mm-hmm. I think I have uncovered the next big thing, right?
Yeah.
So move over Dubai chocolate, okay? Because salmon au chocolat is in town. Okay, and I think this could work,
Una,
really.
You're a lunatic.
It's salmon, a delicacy.
I don't think salmon with chocolate or fish with chocolate's a thing. I know you can have chili with chocolate, love that. A little bit of sea salt and chocolate.
Yeah, sea salt. You know salmon are in the sea.
It's a different kind of... bang of salmon
yeah,
than there
is.
Yeah,
but why not? Dude, don't be afraid to tantalise your taste buds with something different.
You didn't even give it a lick or a sniff. You're just like, oh, God, it's
it. Well, I should have done. I should have because I will do the next time for this new thing that I'm trying.
So have you learned anything from this? It's like, get yourself some sort of Tupperware or a Ziploc bag to put your salmon in.
Will you just give me an owner your Tupperware because I don't want to waste my money on Tupperware.
I don't want your stinky salmon in your Tupperware. Live your life.
Yeah.
Is salmon and chocolate a thing or is fish and chocolate a thing? No, Una, it's not a thing. It couldn't be a thing. You're on your own with this. And I don't think your new invention, what is it?
Salmon au chocolat.
I don't think that's going to be a thing. Yeah. It's Cooper and Una, where Una lives. And she brings her bizarre world to us. And she was telling us that her salmon juices overspilled into her lunch bag full of kiwis, apples, Baby Bells, and chocolate as well.
Yeah, and chocolate. And it just kind of infiltrated my bag of snacks. And it overpowered everything and there were no survivors apart from the Baby Bell. And I didn't really eat the Baby Bell because there was just a bang of salmon off it. But then I was thinking, you know, I should be giving this a chance. Like, I should be giving the chocolate salmon a chance because it could be the new big thing. Like, look at Dubai chocolate. That's huge. You know, and whoever thought the pistachio would work with chocolate, I didn't. And it works.
No,
so, salmon au chocolat could possibly be a thing. Could work.
Una, you have said some silly things.
Huh.
Some good things.
Oh.
Some silly things.
Very.
Salmon au chocolat is a silly, silly idea. Bad, bad, bad. No, no, no.
There you go. Then, Una.
Don't knock it till you try it, kid.
This is called market research.
Have an open mind.
We got a message here saying, Cooper, chocolate fish is a thing. My days, I loved these as a kid. Nessie and Dorada.
Ah.
That's chocolate. That is fish shaped chocolate. It's not actual fish flavoured chocolate, which I think is what Una wants to do, which I don't think anybody should do.
So fish and chocolate is actually a thing. I don't know about...
What? Fish and chocolate's a thing?
Salmon and chocolate. But tuna on a roll with a twirl bar sprinkled on top of it is unreal.
Wow, I love tuna and I love chocolate, so why not put them together?
Sorry, what?
With a twirl bar sprinkled on top of it.
Okay. Twirl bar sprinkles.
So twirl or flake, they're pretty similar.
Yeah.
So sprinkled on top of a tuna sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
And you love this idea?
I love it so much. I think I'm even up for trying this combination.
Producer Donald, please get in your car and drive to the shop and get Una a tuna sandwich and we'll sprinkle some chocolates on top of it.
You have to try it as well, though.
No, right? I'm not getting involved. I think it's an absolutely ridiculous idea.
No, in for a penny, in for a pound.
You're disgusting. Something was brought to our attention after Una yesterday. Her salmon... Her poached salmon in her bag leaked all over the rest of her lunch because she put it in tinfoil and didn't realise that tinfoil wasn't waterproof.
Yeah.
And salmon water, fish out of water, produced more water and leaked all over her bag. But then it went all over her chocolate. And you think you've come up with a new product called?
Salmon au chocolat. Okay, that is going to rival Dubai chocolate.
Okay, so I'm like, no way are people eating salmon or fish with chocolate.
Tuna on a roll with a twirl bar sprinkled on top of it is unreal.
Tuna with chocolate sprinkled on it is unreal.
Hi, Cooper and Una.
Hey.
Cooper, I think you need to call a medic there and get Una checked, because anybody that thinks fish and chocolate together isn't playing with the full deck. Thanks, Mike from Galway.
Thanks, Mike. Appreciate it.
Mike, you talk to any pregnant woman now and they will say that tuna and chocolate is the way to go if they're that way inclined.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. So, I have a tuna sandwich here.
We have sent only to get a tuna sandwich.
Look, and tuna sandwich.
It looks really good, actually. It's on brown bread. And so we've got a flake.
We've got a flake. Now, there's butter instead of mayo, which is a bit disappointing, okay. Donal, because I thought I ordered...
Get over yourself, Ada.
I thought I ordered a bit of mayo. Okay, so you can see me now putting... That is a fine ample amount of chocolate on
go
the
on, get
tuna.
More of it on.
Okay.
Get more of it on.
Okay, guys.
Yeah.
Okay, there we go. There
I'm
we go.
I'm not going to lie to you. It actually looks quite beige.
Beige?
Yeah. Oh, she takes the green off, obviously. Takes the salad away.
Okay, so I am eating a sandwich of tuna, sweet corn, and chocolate.
All right, big bite. None of this nibbling nonsense. Come on, there she goes. Oh, she got stuck in with that one there. Well.
It's strange.
It's something like what are the emotions that your mouth is going through right now?
My mouth wants to...
What?
Where's the bin?
No. No, come on, you have to swallow. Come on. Well, what's happening? What's happening in your mouth right now?
Okay.
So, yes.
I love tuna.
What?
Maybe not tuna and chocolate, but the salmon.
Don't worry, we've squashed in all the crack and served it up here.
High mornings with Cooper and Una.
Breakfast rolled.
You've no balls that you didn't try it either. Just sat there and watched me eat it.
I never said I wanted to.
Okay, Forrest Gump, I never said I wanted to. But you could have had a wee nibble. Took one for the team, so we could have been in it together.
I had no interest.
Oh, no.
No.
Yeah, just leave me out there.
You're the one who said that it should be good. Or was it,
I didn't
one
say it should be good. I said that we should try it to let people know so that they don't have to try it.
There's no we in team, Una. And I was here for you, supporting you.
You were,
I had to work all the buttons. I couldn't...
you pushed a button. Well done.
I couldn't have food over this side of the desk, you know.
Yeah, whatever. You've got Noli Rodi.
Fine. I'll take that. At least I'm not the one feeling a bit kind of vomio right now.
Yeah.
Thanks for listening. That is Breakfast Rolled. We'll see you tomorrow morning, 6 till 10 a.m. Don't forget, keep listening out for your chance to win Harry Styles tickets.
Yes.
And we've Zayn tickets up for grabs as well.
We do.
And bye.
Bye. I'm about to go get stick in a bin.
Yay. Oh, let's stay. We'll record it. Actually, I have a bin right here.
Go away. No, stop it.
Yeah.
No.
All right, slant.
Bye.